Sam Roberts is here from Montreal to play a set of music, mostly from his new album called Chemical City. His first album, We Were Born in Flame, was a huge hit in Canada, particularly the song Brother Down. His new album is more of a 70s rock sound, and Sam went far afield to record it in Australia. I asked him to start off why that was the right environment to record the album.
Turned out to be in a pretty beautiful spot in Australia, but I think anybody could make a decent sounding record there in terms of inspiration. There was no lack of that, that's for sure. And so we took the whole operation down there for a few months and holed ourselves up in a beautiful old church and just outside of Byron Bay, which, if anybody's been over there, is a pretty amazing little surf town and beach community. And so we were perched up on this hill surrounded by coffee plantations and macadamia fields, and you'd sort of keep the church windows open and have this incredible view out there, and it's just an amazing place to make music. And
wow. Now, do you think that affected what it came out sounding like?
Definitely. Yeah. Part of it being in Australia.
Yeah.
The other part of it, I think, just being in the same, living in the same place that you're recording in, rather than having the studio that you go to every day. This was our house. We ate, meals together in the kitchen. We slept in the sort of dorm-like rooms upstairs. And again, when things are bad, you feel it so much more intensely when you're living together. And when they're good, you sort of celebrate it more. So, to me, that was how a lot of great records were made back in the day,
There's kind of a throwback to rock and roll before it broke up into different camps, before there was an indie camp, before there was, And I'm curious as to what records you grew up loving, because they're probably, I suspect, the same as a lot of the indie bands, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I listened to Bob Dylan and the Rolling Stones and the Kinks and Chuck Berry and the Band, Paul Simon, Bob Marley, Hawkwind.
But not the Smiths, the Cure.
When I was growing up. And then when I became, when I was a teenager, I kind of found my own thing, and I got into the Smiths, and the Cure, and the Stone Roses, and the Happy Mondays, later on after that, into the Verve and Spiritualized. And I don't know, I'm just, I'm a music lover first and foremost, and kind of followed all sorts of bands through the years. But like most people, I grew up listening to whatever my dad had on his shelf, and he was really into the good old rock and roll.
Mm. Sam Roberts is our guest. The new album is Chemical City. And we haven't had a chance. You've had an amazing life already. You're not exactly getting old, but you were kind of destined to be a hockey star at one point, were you not?
Well, in my mind, I was, for sure.
Yeah,
I always wanted to be a hockey player, but I wrote a deceptive biography of my life a few years ago when somebody first said, okay, well, if you're going to have a website and you're going to have this band out there and you're going to be talking to the media, then you have to
have a story.
Write the story. So I wrote this imaginary life that I'd led,
Have we fallen for that? Is what you're trying to say?
Unfortunately, it sounds like you may have, but we didn't get too far into it. At least you didn't get to the part where I said I was a triathlete. No, that was definitely not.
Oh, I feel totally duped. This is great.
It's good, man. That's perfect.
You did very well.
It's not very often that you get to dupe,
Well, that's interesting. We should probably tell some people what this fake thing was all about. Recite the story. And how did you decide on this particular myth?
Well, I don't know. I just sat there at the typewriter or whatever and try to concoct a fantastical tale that I didn't think anybody was going to read it, to be honest with you, and because I'd written bios before for other bands that I played in,
nobody had read those.
I figured this was just going to be the same thing. So and then when people did start reading it, I thought to myself, wow, this is kind of fun. Let's just leave it up there and let people think what they want to think, and if they know that I'm full of it, then they'll figure it out eventually. But I basically tell this story of how I was pegged as the next great Canadian hope in hockey, you know, with the physical prowess of Mario Lemieux and Gretzky's mind and Steve Yzerman's heart and determination. And on that, although I had to share my time with my hopes and dreams as a triathlete, an Ironman triathlete, and then I was beaten up in an alleyway in Hawaii by some hooligans and put in the hospital, where I met a blind custodian who taught me how to play the guitar and sing. And so, I mean, I just figured, I'm writing this thinking, okay, well, nobody in their right mind would ever believe this, but apparently you seem pretty
Ooh.
Together. So apparently this, you
I
know,
feel bad. I was going, oh man, good, this is great stuff to talk about. This will be cool. That's great. And it's funny when you meet you, I mean, you know, you're in shape and all, but you're kind of rock and roll thin and stuff.
I'm half the size of any of those. I mean, that was the other thing, is that anytime anybody met me in the flesh, they're like, wait a second, man, you're 145 pounds soaking wet. You know, there's no way you're ever destined to carry Canada's dreams of hockey glory, you know.
But you did play the violin as a kid.
I did. That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. No, I played the violin growing up, and I started when I was about 4 years old. I still play, but I took lessons for a long time. Like most people who are sort of coerced into playing classical music as kids, they eventually go running for the electric guitar and a loud amplifier, and I was no exception to that rule, you know.
My son is playing the violin, and I can tell he hates it. You have to be so precise. It's really kind of...
It's torturous, man.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no other way to describe it. It's torture for a kid for a while, because when you know that you sound bad, that's bad, you know?
Yeah.
And the violin is one of those instruments that you just can't hide anything. A piano, you can, you know, you hit a C and it sounds like a C. But the violin, there's, you know, apparently a lot of gray area in there. But I still love it. Mm-hmm. And like you're saying, the precision and the discipline that it takes to play it really helped with picking up other instruments.
Yeah.
So I end up really, really getting into playing guitar and piano later on, almost as an escape from my 2 hours a day in the room, you know, playing the violin or whatever.
Totally. Well, we'll get to the stage now. What are you going to start off with?
I think we're going to start off with the second track off of Chemical City, Bridge to Nowhere.
Cool. Sam Roberts, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, another day breaks and the last one's gone. You dig deep just to carry on. Your debt's paid off, but it don't feel gone. So you slip out the back and you're moving on. Yeah. And I can never figure out how to make a case that it's stone a mile too far from grace. She wants another now replace this tide wool with satin lace. It's easy on a bridge to know when you're getting there fast. In the past, this is a race and I hope you come last. You're on a bridge to know when you're getting there fast. So the pressure builds to the breaks of gold. You can build a house, you can't build a home. And it's a fool who believes love is bread and a bone. And there's no guarantees that you won't get stoned. Yeah, I'm a fool who believes love is bread in the bone. And there's no guarantees that I won't get stoned. Send you on a bridge to know when you're getting there fast. Put it in the past, put it in the past. If this is a race, then I hope you come last. You're on a bridge to know when you're getting there fast. I don't know when. All I know is that I don't want to breathe this chemical breeze. No, no. So another day breaks and the last one's gone. you to keep just to carry on. Well, your debt's paid off, but it don't feel gone. So you slip out the back and you're moving on. Saves you on a bridge to know when you're getting there fast. Put it in the past, put it in the past. If this is a race, then I hope you come last. You're on a bridge to know when you're getting there fast. Yeah, you're on a bridge to know when you're getting there fast. Put it in the past, put it in the past. If this is a race, then I hope you come last. You're on a bridge to know when you're getting there fast. Brother, die, cause it's nothing to me. Yeah, it's nothing to me. And everyone's saying that it's wrong to cheat, but there's no other way to get my life on easy street. Get your life on easy street. Someone else telling you what you're living for, been knocking you down, now you're looking for more. The only sound you hear is a closing door. You've been looking for peace, but they're bringing you war. There's a rich man cry cause the money is time. A poor man's minor cause he knows he ain't blind. He knows he ain't blind. And there's a man over there says he's tougher than me, but I got eyes that can see through fantasies. I can see through fantasies. And we were singing, I think my life is passing me by. I think my life is passing me by. Back cause it don't mean nothing if you give it away, and you're looking for something back. You're looking for something back. You wake up every morning and there's nothing there. No reason to die, but no reason to care. Someone else telling you what you're living for, been knocking you down, now you're looking for more. All the sound you hear is a closing door. You've been looking for peace, but they're bringing you war. We got one life to live, but we're doing it right. You see, come and pull it out, cause you're nothing to me. Yeah, it's nothing to me. And there's a rich man cry cause the money is time. A poor man's blind cause he knows he ain't blind. He knows he ain't blind. I think my life is passing me by. I think my life is passing me by. We got one life to live, we say one life to live. One life to live, but we're doing it wrong. You see, one life to live. One life to live, one life to live, but we're doing it wrong, you see. I said we're doing it wrong, you know we're doing it wrong. Why we're doing it wrong, you know we're doing it wrong. I think my life.
very much. This next one's called With a Bullet.
Well, I love his dark thoughts as it is bright lights, and it's the sound of a teardrop falling down from a great height. So don't let go, let waters flow, and babe, you have nothing to fear for. This is as real as the rain. You move like moonshine straight to my head. This is your storyline. We ride from the same bed. You had for sale a holy grail. And babe, you have nothing to fear for. This is as real as the rain. Dark thoughts as it is bright lights, and it's the sound of a teardrop falling down from a great height. And babe, you have nothing to fear for. This is as real as rain. My love for you is as deep as a coal mine. No, babe, you have nothing to fear for. This is as real as rain. My love for you is as deep as gold mine.
Fuel mine to the bullet, I jump in front of it. I'd rather die for love than die from the one of it. Forever alive, forever forward. I have no use at all for any more.
I'll take on all your sorrows for mine, my dear, till the days run clear, till they start to shine, coming through your window and on your pillow. The sun is shining for my mind, girl, and I've been digging ever deeper. This love gets easier the more it's sung, to the more it rings true, the more I find the breath to help me sing with these miner's lungs. Take on all your sorrows for my mind, dear, till the days run clear, till they start to shine, coming through your window and on your pillow. The sun is shining for my mind.
Thank you. All right, let's go.
You feel the weight of the world on your shoulder as every day gets shorter and colder. And hand in hand we walk through a land of fire. The mountains bleed red as the sun gets higher. And all the things that you want, well, I'll provide to your footprint is swept away by the tide. And I can wait for a while, I don't mind. I can wait for a while, 'cause I got time. I wish it was less of the way it is. I wish it was more of the way it could be. And you can put your faith in me for a while. But in the end, I hope you're free, 'cause I've been out of style. And all the things that you want, well, I'll provide to your footprint swept away by the tide. And I can wait for a while, I don't mind. Yeah, I can wait for a while, 'cause I got time. Well, I got time. Whoever said you can't be saved by a song, whoever said that was stringing you along. We're all afraid to be dead and gone. This will live on, it will live on, it will live on. And all the things that you want, well, I'll provide to your footprint swept away by the tide. And I can wait for a while, I don't mind. Yeah, I can wait for a while, 'cause I got time. And all the things you're looking for, I hope you'll find before your footprint swept away by the tide. Well, I can wait for a while, but I don't mind. Yeah, I can wait for a while, 'cause I got time. I got time.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody here at SBA. And we'll see you guys soon, I hope.
Sam Roberts on stage at World Cafe Live doing Uprising Down Under. The latest album from Sam is called Chemical City, and it is available at our World Cafe CD store at worldcafe.npr.org. And thanks to Sam for joining us.